dashing through the snow. In a one horse, o'er the fields we go, and we're laughing all the way. Oh, now the bells on Bobtail ring, and they're making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. What a beautiful day for me riding the sleigh, gotta get underway. Jingle, I'm a slick little chicken, you figure the click. You're a fat, happy pair like a square at a fair, leave your cares and jingle all the way.
Jingle bell, 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 jingle bell.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Got sugar by your side, so jingle.
At the last step, the mare take a roll by the square, how the fellas will stare.
Jingle.
And you speed out of town, zig and zag like a clown on the snow-covered ground.
Jingle.
You're as smug as a bug in the rug, so you stop for a hug and jingle all the way.
Jingle bell, 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 jingle bell.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a snow and ice fairyland. Oh, but the trip is grand. You've got a winner, just go for a spin in a one-horse open sleigh.
On the way.
Now, folks, if Ken Carpenter will set the scene, I'd like to move along. I'd like to move you along with us, in fancy, that is, to Christmas Eve, 1950.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now take you to the Crosby home in Beverly Hills, California. It's Christmas Eve, and we find Bing and Gary engaged in a discussion of great importance.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the
bells. Gee, Dad, why do you have to go through this every year? Never mind giving me any beefs. Just hand me those red pens.
Dad, why do you insist on playing Santa Claus? What are you trying to prove?
Gary, you're a big boy. You're grown up. You're sophisticated. You're worldly. We've lost you. But not your little brothers. Why, I wouldn't think of not playing Santa Claus for them. They love it. It's wonderful to see their little faces light up with amazement. Happy surprise when I bounce into the room.
I could be acting, you know.
No. I admit I don't convince you anymore, Gary, but your younger brothers, they're not wise to me yet. And as long as I can make their little eyes dance with glee, I'm going.
Okay. But I still can't understand why parents insist upon stifling their kids' mental development at this time of the year.
Reading quick, huh? Don't argue with Papa Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. That's all I can tell you. You're liable to wind up with an empty stocking. Now, come here. Put my beard on you, please, huh?
Yes, sir. There you are.
The beard doesn't go up there. Pull it down over my chin.
I was just trying to make your disguise more convincing.
Well, I got it. Well, I'm all set. Oh, wait just a minute. Wait just a minute. Santa has to have a big fat tummy. Hand me those two pillows. I'll stuff them in my coat.
I think you can get by with just one pillow this year.
There's no comments. Nick Strachan, just shove those pillows in my coat.
Yes.
There, that does it. Yes, sir, that's Santa's tummy, all right?
Oh, if those pillowcases spring a leak, we're sure going to have a white Christmas around here.
Well, come on, let's not think in terms of disaster. Here's the plan, Gary. Here's what I want you to do. You go out in the living room. You get everyone assembled, Steve. Then I'll sneak out around the house. I'll come in the living room window with my bag of presents.
Why don't you come down the chimney like you always do?
Last year I got stuck, you know.
That was the biggest laugh you ever got.
Well, I didn't laugh.
Are we going to sing Christmas carols tonight, Dad?
We certainly are, right after we distribute the presents. Now, while everybody's putting their gifts under the tree, I'll sneak out, change my clothes, and we'll go out and we'll sing for our friends. You know, that's kind of friends and the neighbors.
Mm. I better go in the living room now and soften everybody up for your anthem.
Good, do that, will you? And Gary, when I come in the window, I do wish that you'd work up just a little enthusiasm, a little surprise, huh?
Oh, don't worry. My little eyes will just dance with glee. I may even fall into a faint.
Now, don't. Try to win the Academy. Don't overdo it. Uh-oh. Nick.
Oh. Twins.
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Gary. What are you fellas doing in here?
Oh, just snooping around.
Hey, who's the guy in the red suit?
That's Santa Claus, you dumbbell.
Why are that these the twins, little Dennis and little Philip?
Hey, he knows us, Phil.
I was just asking Gary if you fellas had been good little boys this year.
You didn't squeal, did you, Simple Melody?
No. As a matter of fact, I was just telling Santa what dear, sweet little children you were.
You can go by what this boy says, Santa. He's very reliable.
Now, come on, fellas. Let's go in the other room. Goodbye, Santa. See you later, I
hope. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, indeed.
Goodbye, Santa.
Bye, Mr. Claus. It's been a pleasure.
Bye, boys. Goodbye. It's been nice seeing you.
Gee, Santa Claus is certainly a wonderful man, isn't he?
Yeah, pop his tops.
What do you mean, Pop?
That was Santa Claus.
Oh, Gary, let's act our age, shall we?
Oh, you guys are wise all the time, huh?
Sure, but if he wants to put on that old hot suit and wear that itchy old beard, come on with me. Let him live a little.
Sure, we can stand at a feet, Dan.
Well, don't say anything in front of Lynn.
Hey, where is Lynn? Over there in front of the fireplace, waiting for Santa.
Well, he better turn his chair around and face the window. Santa's making a different entrance this year.
Hi, Lynn.
Gee, I wish Santa Claus would hurry up. I'm a nervous wreck.
Me too. Lynn, we're going out to sing Christmas songs in a few minutes. Where are your stockings?
I took them off and hung them on the mantle.
I'm certainly glad we have only one hillbilly in the family.
Just shake a little more Fitch's tonic into your beautiful blonde wavy hair, and don't worry about me.
Well, you skip right upstairs and get another pair.
Oh, Mom, I don't need stocking.
Honestly, you're getting to be more like your father every day.
I favor Dad, too. In the vocal department, of course.
You know, Gary, sometimes I wish Sam's song had never been written.
I think Mom sings just as good as Dad any day.
Well, bless every single blonde, beautiful, wavy hair in your head.
Hey, look, there's someone at the window.
Wow, it's Santa Claus.
Hooray.
Gosh, I think I'm going to faint.
Steady, son.
He's opening the window.
Now, is this the Crosby house?
Yes, sir.
And are there four nice, big, strong, healthy boys here?
Yes, sir. We're plenty strong.
Well, then get over to the window and drag Sandy.
Well, I'm having a little trouble here. Looks like I'm stuck.
I'll help you, Sandy.
We'll get you in.
Everybody grab a hold and pull.
All together now. Pull.
Easy now. Look, look out. There goes the window, Sandy.
In you come, Santa.
Boy, look at those feathers fly.
Well, so these are the Crosby boys, huh?
That's right, Santa. And all very good boys, too.
Now, let me see here. Which is which? Now, there's Gary. There's Dennis and Philip and this little fella here. Why, you're Lenny Crosby, as I recall.
And you're Bing Crosby, as I recall.
Good night, Irene.
Well, I'll be darned. How'd you know it was me, Lenny?
Your beard went up with the shade.
Oh, look at it dangling up there.
Shall I take it down, Mom?
No, leave it there. Maybe some doves will nest in.
Man, what a tough time I had getting through that window.
I like it better when you get stuck in the chimney.
I wish you boys would grow up so your poor father wouldn't have to go through this every year.
No, I don't. I wouldn't miss being Santa for the world.
Say, look, we've got to get rolling. It's getting late. We've got to go out and sing some Christmas carols, you remember? You boys want to run through your songs first, kind of sharpen them up a little?
We know those songs, Dad.
Yeah?
You'd better rehearse, Gary. I don't want you kids running all over the neighborhood singing off key.
Yes, ma'am.
You lads gather around the piano now and run through all your numbers. I'll go get the Hoover and vacuum up these feathers while you're rehearsing.
I don't want you singing off key either.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I guess you and I lead off, Gary. A song called That Christmas Feeling.